Ballymore, and the 2nd of May, of course, and the 4th of May, of course, have become over the last number of years a date synonymous with Star Wars and its close representation, its close links with South Kerry, calling all Star Wars fans. The very first May the 4th Sci-Fi Film Festival will take place in Kerry, with Port McGee set to play host to the festival, which runs from the 4th of May this week until May 6th. We'll be on the line to talk about this and what it represents, and of course what's been happening over the last weekend in Port McGee is Gerard Kennedy of the Moorings, chair at Port McGee Traditional Music Weekend just gone, and we've James Murphy, who is chair of May the 4th, be with you. Good morning to both of you and thanks for joining us.
Morning, Jerry.
Sure, how was the weekend just gone?
Weekend was great, Jerry, yeah. This is the 30 years of it this year of set dancing and workshops and traditional music going on, you know, and it was as good as ever. Lots of people around, you know, musicians from all different countries here for the weekend. They arrive on Friday and they leave on Monday morning, and it's a weekend of keeping the culture going and teaching the young ones. There's workshops for teenagers, you know, on through the whole weekend, and there's kind of sessions of music, and so it's a great weekend, yeah.
Brilliant, brilliant. And you're looking forward to the next couple of days. Now, James, tell me about what's coming up and what's happening.
Well, Jerry, we've hopefully an exciting lineup for the festival. It's obviously the very first year we've turned the festival into a sci-fi film festival, so it opens up a few doors for us, kind of brings in a few more sci-fi fans, not just the Star Wars crowds, but we have film screenings in the Port McGee Community Hall on the Thursday. On the Friday, we have a Comic Con running in the Port McGee Whiskey Domes. We'll be running from 12 to 6 p.m. Both on the Friday and Saturday. Then on Friday and Saturday, we have more feature films on Friday, and then we have short film programs running on the Saturday. And then to culminate it all, then on the Saturday night, we have the Gala Film Awards ceremony, which is happening at the Royal Valencia Hotel. So we're going to have music, we're going to have fun, we're going to have the film screenings and a great award ceremony. So, I highly recommend anyone to come down for the weekend and a few days, because a lot of this is absolutely free. So the Comic Con, the screenings, they're all free. The only thing we're requiring booking is the gala dinner, which is a three-course meal plus music and entertainment for the night. So very much something unusual to come down and enjoy a Saturday night anyway, for sure.
Yeah, you're having a Comic Con. How is that going to work, James?
So basically we have a few, vendors coming down from Dublin and other parts of Ireland, and they will have lots of Star Wars and sci-fi memorabilia for sale. But inside the Comic Con as well, we have like a video game corner, VR section, Lego corner, and various activities for the kids and the big kids like myself as well.
Yeah, and what is a Comic Con for those not in the know? Will people be dressing up?
They will, yeah. We'll have about 15, if not more, official people coming down dressed up in the screen accurate Star Wars costumes. They're a group called the 501st, fantastic charity group who they visit a lot of children's hospitals. And even at the weekend, they're going to be going out for the Darkness into Light walk in Carsevine as well. So they're a great bunch of lads who do all this for free, but they do it for charity. So they'll be wandering around, as well as a lot of people will come down with their own homemade costumes as well, of course. And inside the Comic-Con, they'll get to share in the fun and I guess the excitement of the Star Wars world.
Yeah, Ger, how important is it, I mean, over the last couple of years to be capitalising on what has happened and the filming of Star Wars and Skellig Michael and to the area, and to make, I suppose, this part of South Kerry a centre for people who want to have events like this and to tie it to sci-fi and to bring crowds in year after year?
Yeah, I suppose, really. I suppose the Star Wars was very big, you know, for the few years. And now it's kind of levelling out a bit now. And it's a very steady tourism trade, you know. It's very important for it. But I suppose the big thing, and not getting out there looking for funding again, but the big thing is to get funding for for these festivals to keep them going. And I see it in South Kerry here. I was just talking to somebody in the bar last night, and there was 9 or 10 things on between Castleveen, Valencia, Waterford, Ballinskellig and Port McGee, and if there could be funding given just to keep those going, it's a very big deal for this part to bring people in for the weekend, you know.
Yeah, it certainly is. And James, as part of that, I know you got funding from Fáil to Ireland, and they were willing to back it because of the work that's been done over the last number of years to capitalise on the filming of Star Wars on Sir Michael.
Yeah, absolutely. Fáil to Ireland have been great to us, in fairness. They kind of spearheaded the idea of the festival back in 2018, and in 2019 we took the reins of it ourselves, made it bigger, made it better. Obviously COVID came, so we decided to do it online in 2021. We got funding as well to keep that going, and it was great advertising mechanism, really, like, because you're going to, like, we were getting international headlines on newspapers and stuff for what we were doing. And then last year, after I guess the 2 years of COVID, we brought it back in person, which was great, but we really want to kind of get the ball rolling and expand. And I think by turning it into a sci-fi film festival, we've kind of managed to give it more legs, more scope, and hopefully it'll keep drawing people down to the area. And as you kind of said, it could become the centre of the Star Wars universe. Yes, we just need to keep the ball rolling and keep using it as a, because it is a great marketing tool for us down here. Yeah. In the Scilly Coast.
Yeah, certainly is. Listen, it's May the 4th, scififilmfestival.com. That's the website to go to for anyone who wants to book or get involved.
May the 4th, scififilmfestival.com. You'll find the programme of events, and also you'll be able to book your tickets for the screenings. They're absolutely free, but it's nice to know what numbers are going to show up, and also you can book your ticket for the Gala Film Awards there as well. So I hope everyone who is any interest in Star Wars comes down for the next few days to Port McGee and Valencia, and we're surely going to have a good time.